and no response. Because guess what? I lead, you're supposed to follow me, but they can't say that because then they'll glitch. I'll be like, what? Me? Submit to a man? Oh, no. Glitch. And they're gonna flip out because they can't say that. They can't say it. It goes against their feminist programming. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, today we're going to discuss a topic of great interest to a lot of young men, especially about how to date women. Now, I'm on record for saying that I believe dating to be deceased, and while I believe that to be the case, there are a lot of people out here who still want to go on dates, don't want to have girlfriends, they still want to have the traditional relationship, or as close to it as you can get in this day and age. And so I thought, you know what, we need to have a frank discussion about whether we're going to love women or understand them. Now, you might say, Austin, I could do both, that doesn't sound too hard. Well, unfortunately, you can't, because you can either love them or you can understand them, because once you understand them, it's kind of hard to really love them anymore, because you're disillusioned to the antics, the decisions, the natural nature that they possess that is different from yours, and we're going to get into that as the show progresses, and I'm going to show you what I'm talking about, and maybe you have received the suppository of that's known as the red pill, and you understand that you started off wanting to be a good guy, your mom, your grandma, sister, auntie, cousin, friend girls, whoever told you, oh, you gotta be nice to women, you gotta treat them well, you gotta do all these things, and then they're gonna fall in love with you, because women love men who are good and charming and kind and everything, right? And then you found out, wait a minute, I'm in high school or I'm in junior high, and the bully's getting the chicks, the guy who's the most popular, loudest dude who's rebellious is getting chicks, not me. I'm trying to be nice, and I'm trying to be kind, and I'm trying to be charismatic versus this guy. He's kind of a douche. He's going out here doing reckless stuff, doing drugs, drinking at the parties, and he's getting all the chicks. And you're wondering, wait a minute. Wait, this don't add up. I thought women like nice guys. Well, what you fail to understand, because nobody told you, it's not your fault. What you fail to mention, what they fail to mention to you, is that women don't, they like nice guys. But the nice guys who are tall, handsome, have money, have status, and have everything else. I've made this direct example before with, it's like applying for a job. And when you apply for a job, they usually say they want someone who's good to you, who's good with other people. They are good at learning new things. They adapt to great in different environments. They are good with maybe PowerPoint, or they're good on the job and whatnot. And then when you go to apply for the job, you look at the fine print, and in the fine print it says you must have X degree, must have had X number of years of experience, must have a referral, must have certain certifications, and all this kind of stuff that they did not lead with. It's the same thing with women. They will not tell you straight up that, hey, if you're not over 6 feet, I don't want you. You're not making six figures, I'm not going to get, I don't want you. If you don't have a certain, you know, hang out with certain people, or you're not at the country club, I don't want to be with you. They won't tell you these things, because then that makes them look bad. Instead, it looks better to lie to you and blame you instead of telling you the truth. So that's what we're going to do on the show today. And I'm going to warn you, it'll get a little toxic, but because this is a learning opportunity. And if you're not here to learn, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. You came to the wrong show. So without further ado, what we're going to do, let me pull this up, is we are going to show this first video called we're going to compare and contrast. He's going to ask women, do we need men? And you're going to hear their answers. And then he's going to ask men, do we need women? And you're going to hear their responses. So let's hear it.
Do we need men?
Oh, no, fuck.
Do we need men?
No.
We need men?
No.
No?
We don't need short.
Do you need a man?
No.
Need a man?
Oh, God.
Do you need a man?
No.
Do we need men?
No.
Why?
No.
Do we?
I don't know. You hear that? Yeah, because they don't think.
Do we need men?
No.
No? Do we need men?
We need men to make us stupid.
Do we need men?
Okay.
Do we need men? Do women need men in this world? Do we need men?
No.
Why?
Because we can be strong, independent women.
Do we need men?
Like, not necessarily, but like, if I can look at them, like,
we need a man to look at.
We need men?
No!
Not why?
Nobody needs men!
Really?
You do not need men!
Why not? Why do we need men?
Why would I need men?
So what can you get from someone else that you don't get from a man?
The only thing I can get from a man that I can't get anyone else, anywhere else is dick.
I got.
I don't need dick.
Do we need women?
Yes.
We do.
What? These women are awesome.
You see the stark difference, my friends, right out the gate? Do you hear the very stark difference? Women saying, we don't need men. Men are no good. Men are garbage. And then they ask them why, and they're like, I don't know. Or they say something that has nothing to do with why they don't actually need men. Like, instead of saying, hey, we don't need men because women are doing all these jobs that men used to do. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Nope. Nowhere to be found. It's just the classic propaganda answer of, I'm a strong, independent woman, and I don't need a man. Meanwhile, as soon as they are put in a tub, they're probably living off the daddy. That's number one. Number two, they either live off sugar daddy or their actual father, or they live off their boyfriend, or they live off Uncle Sam, all of which are usually men. But okay, yeah, we don't need men. Versus you look at the men like this, and they say, do we need women? They're like, obviously, of course we do. You see the stark difference, my friends, straight out the gate? This is part of the understanding of women. Women are naturally rebellious, okay? And they're way more influenced by popular culture than are you as a dude. I can guarantee you, even the most sheltered girl at your church, even if you're Mormon, or if you're, I don't know, really Orthodox Jew, or you're a really Orthodox Islamic person, doesn't matter. I can guarantee you, the women you're talking to, if you're in that community, they know who Billie Eilish is, they know who Taylor Swift is, they know who Beyonce is, they know who Oprah is, they know these people, okay? You probably are not as up on the popular culture because it doesn't matter as much to you as a man. For women, this matters a lot, okay? What is cool, what is trendy, what is hip, what is cool and what is high class and what they should be attracted to very highly influences them more than it does you. We have to understand that. We already see this in this video.
Do we need women?
Of course.
Why?
They're beautiful.
Do we need women?
Women make us feel passionate, affectionate.
Do we need women?
Of course we did.
Do we need women?
Yes.
Why?
Because they're hot.
And what else?
They're hot.
Do we need women?
I mean, shit, I'm not certain yet.
Do we need women?
Do we need women?
Yeah.
Yes, who's gonna do my dishes?
Oh, hell no!
I love it. Great. That's a great answer. See, gentlemen, do you notice the giant discrepancy with what men say versus what women say? Because when it comes down to it, gentlemen, we want to understand women, we need to understand that this is in every woman's lexicon. Now, whether they're blunt and honest like those women were or not, we need to understand that it's that programming of men are not necessary, despite the fact that they do most of the jobs that no one else does, you know, like soldiers, and they serve in soldiers, firemen, police. I could go down the list. Carpenters, oil riggers, all these things, they're all done by men. Because women don't do these jobs. Now, my friends, if we really want to break this down piece by agonizing piece, we can do that. But instead, what I think we should shift into next, when we talk about wanting to understand women versus loving them, is understanding why we fall for love in the first place. And one of these is because of this romance novel industry and Disney and Time Warner and News Corporation and all of these massive multi-billion dollar industries and how they push it towards you as a man, that you should love women, you should give them princess treatment, do all these things for them. And they fail to mention what the women should do for you. There are so many people on the internet who will talk about, oh, this is what a man should do, and this is what a man ought to do, and abba-dabba-dabba-dabba. What they won't say is, okay, well, if I'm as a man, am I supposed to lead? What are you supposed to do as a woman? Well, this is getting weird. They have no response, because guess what? I lead, you're supposed to follow me, but they can't say that, because then they'll glitch. I'll be like, what? Me? Submit to a man? Oh, no. Glitch! And they're gonna flip out, because they can't say that. They can't say it. It goes against their feminist programming. Okay? So, what we're gonna do now is we're going to look at this skit about hopeless romanticism. Hopeless romantics are the most dangerous people out here right now, because they're chasing after something that's not even real. It's the same type of mindset of people who literally watch, like, they watch cartoon porn. It's not real stuff, right? But people still watch it. The same thing when it comes to hopeless romanticism. They're looking for something that doesn't actually exist, and then they're frustrated why it doesn't exist. Let's watch this skit. Tell me how many of you can resonate with this. This can resonate with you.
It's not you, it's me.
Wow, original.
No, I sensationalized.
What?
When I meet someone, I build them up in my head.
Like a character?
Exactly. I created a storyline for us and became infatuated.
Delusion.
Romance.
Same shit.
I created a character of you and fell in love with her.
Oh, and as my character withers away...
I'm pulled from the excitement of fantasy.
To the letdown of reality.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
I know, I'm sorry.
No, for you.
What?
Distance, timing, expectations.
The great adversaries of love.
Two of those are out of your control, but...
Expectations are self-inflicted.
And if you expect real love to match up with delusional romance, you'll never be satisfied.
It's a repeating cycle.
Disappointed by love because of your once and an expectation.
And then run away to fantasy for comfort. The hopeless romantic is a tragic character.
Because fantasy will never live up to reality.
And if I'm incapable of keeping the expectations at bay...
You'll always find yourself saying...
Yeah, see, how many of you this resonates with just a little bit? Now, admittedly, women tend to be more guilty of this than men, but men, you're not off the hook. We're not off the hook either. Do you have any idea how many men want a type of woman that doesn't exist? I mean, look, let's be frank, okay? Men want a woman who's submissive, who's kind, who's usually silent, because women tend to talk a lot, and they want a woman who only has eyes for them, who's not out here getting their back blown out by all these dudes. That's what they want. Now, of course, women are trying to shame men out of this, and we could also add they want them women to be fit, feminine, and whatnot. But here's the problem. There are also dudes who have an unrealistic expectation of women. They want their woman to be really good in bed, but also be a virgin. They want their woman to be confident and assertive, but also quiet and submissive. It doesn't make a lot of sense, right? But conversely, women also have really bad expectations with men. They want these men who are high-achieving, who are successful and ambitious, but also want to spend all this time with them and want to go on all these trips and spend all this time and whatnot. You can't have it both ways. They want men who are kind and loving and whatnot, but also men who are very competitive, very ambitious, and have to constantly fight and wrestle and grapple for what they want out of life. You can't have it both ways. But people still, they think that if they just look harder, they try harder, they look more fervently, that they'll find this person that doesn't exist. And a perfect example of this person, that of this dichotomy, is in this picture I found on Twitter. For those of you who are listening and you're not watching the screen, there's a guy on the left who looks like a mix of, like, Future and, I don't know, like, Future and 6ix9ine and all these other rappers, right? And then it says, the guy she got pregnant with on their left. And then on the right, there's Chad McChannington, or Giga Chad, as people like to refer to him. On the right, with his Lambo in his fancy house and his helicopter, where it says, the guy she expects to raise the kids with after. And gentlemen, this is the ultimate dichotomy of what we were just talking about. Women wanting a guy who doesn't exist. They want this guy over here on the left when they want like their sexual fantasies fulfilled. Then, after it's over, they want you to be this guy. They want you to be, like, Batman and Superman mixed together. They want you to have all the power in the world, but you don't exercise it. But then they want you to be dark and brooding and have a tragic backstory, but not be, you know, not take it out on them or make it their problem. You see how it doesn't work out? And in my opinion, the biggest problem with the Hopeless Romantics is because they get movies like this. So for those of you who have never seen this movie, I'm not recommending you see it. But if you want insight into understanding women and not just wanting to blindly love them like is pushed in modern society, I'd recommend you watch the movie Pretty Woman. The whole premise of this movie is about a guy who's rich, he's affluent, he has status and money, but he doesn't have love. And then you have the woman in the story who is a pro. She's a professional 304 on the streets and everything. And she falls in love with him, and he falls in love with her. He basically rises this woman up from the gutter. And they have like this forbidden kind of romance where started off just about the physical intimacy, and then it led into romance. So this woman was a complete pro, down in the gutter, down on her luck, using her body to get cash, and then she becomes this romantic, has this romantic entanglement with this ultra-rich giga-chad guy. This is what women want to do. They want to have all their fun, make all the bad choices, drink all the drinks, smoke all the smoke, have all the intimacy and have all the shenanigans happen, but then they want someone to save them. Like this kind of guy. Watch. Well, watch this video and I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Baby, I'm going to treat you so nice. You're never going to want to let me down.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman.
Red.
The kind I like to meet.
Ben.
Pretty woman. I don't
big mistake. Big. Huge.
No one could
I forget to tell you later. I had a really good time.
Mercy. Really, Walmart, won't you pardon me?
That's every woman's kind of fantasy right there. There are a lot of women who love that movie. Didn't know. But this is all part and parcel of what I'm talking about. When it comes to dating, you might say, Austin, what does it have to do with dating? What in the last, like, 20 minutes have you been talking about when it comes to dating? Well, I'll tell you. Because when you understand the game, you're less likely to fall for the shenanigans that are pushed on. You're less likely to make bad deals, fall for shit tests, fall for the little jabs here and there. And you might ask, what is a shit test? For those of you who are new, they don't understand what a shit test is. A shit test is basically, I'll give you an example, okay? Let's say you're sitting at home, you're playing Fortnite or Apex or whatever, okay? And you're sitting there and you're playing your video game, and your girlfriend, your wife, or whoever walks in the room, comes in the house, and she's like, hey, you give me a Pepsi, I'm on my period, or whatever, and you're sitting there, you're playing your game, and she's like, can you go to the store and get me a Pepsi? And you're like, okay, and you're like, whatever, and you keep playing your game. She takes a shower, she gets out, she comes back, and she's like, where's my drink? And you're like, oh, yeah, I kind of forgot about that. And then she starts crying, and she's like, oh, could you do this? She throws a whole tantrum on you. Now, if you go and you get that Pepsi, and you bring it back, you failed the shit test. That's the shit test. In other words, she's trying to see what it takes to get you to do what she wants. Are you going to stop what you're doing, do what she wants you to do, or are you going to stand on principle, stand on business, and not fall for it? That's the shit test. Now, well, this is how women condition men the same way you might condition your dog to listen to you. This is why women tend to like men who are more beastly. You ever seen the movie Beauty and the Beast? You think it's just a fairy tale? No, it's based off of a real, very unsavory truth that a lot of people, they don't like. Women like to convert these bad dudes into good guys using usually their vajayjay as the way, as a carrot stick method to train you into becoming the pet wallet, the hubby they want. Instead of being a husband, you're a hubby. Gentlemen, you might think this is distasteful. I'm not saying this to be distasteful. I'm saying this because this is the truth that you're not going to get from a lot of different places. And I had to learn this the hard way. You think that I was just born and I was like, yes, I have all this knowledge and I know everything. No! I learned this because when I was younger, I fell for these BS shit tests. I fell for the garbage. Instead of seeing it for what it was, I was told, hey, be good to her. She'll reward you. Do what she says. It'll make you happy. Happy wife, happy life, happy girlfriend, happy existence, blah. Guess what? It doesn't work that way. Because they'll lose respect for you. You think you'll win momentarily because she'll reward you, but you lost long term, sir. Oh yeah, you lost, by the way. Now, you may not accept that right now, but you lost. Because it all comes back to hypergamy. If you're not the ultimate guy that she can get, or at least in her mind, the highest she can get, she's always going to be on the lookout for some other dude. And this is not bad, by the way. Hypergamy is good for the human race. But we can look at people are naturally getting taller because women are liking taller men. Hypergamy is something that can work for you as a man, but you have to know how it works. You have to know, understand the game, so you can then understand how you want to play it. But women don't want you to know how to play this game. Why, if you want to date women, you got to know the game of dating. Got to know the game of marriage. Got to understand the game of attraction. Because once you understand it, you can use it any way that you want to get what you want. But if you are not doing that, you have no idea what you want, no idea how to get it, and it's no wonder that you're unhappy. My friends, this is what we must discuss, and I love discussing this. So, for those of you who don't know what hypergamy is, we're going to look at a little video that explains it before we end the show today. Here it is.
Hypergamy is the art of marrying up. So mm-hmm. You either marry someone who has a higher financial status than you, or you marry someone who has a higher social status than you. Most women are trying to say that they're dating for stability. So when you talk about women wanting a man who has a bag, it's because it takes a certain type of man to earn a certain type of money. It takes a certain type of ambition, it takes a certain type of character, you know, just characters in general. So that's what the women are going for.
It sounds like entitlement, because not every woman is entitled to those caliber of men. If you do see those men, you have to compete, because guess what? Other women will compete for him, because he's in the top 10% of men. Uh-huh. He's not just going to come to your front door because you did a Sierra's prayer. If y'all want to practice hypergamy, that's understandable, but not everybody is qualified for hypergamy. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can just find a guy that makes regular average money. There's nothing wrong with that. On this show, there's women who constantly will bash the hardworking man and saying he's not as much of a man compared to the other guy that's high earning, because you equate high earning with a certain sense of masculinity, a certain sense of leadership. But there's quality men out here that's working hard and can still provide for his family.
See, I agree with him. Here's the problem, though, gentlemen. He only got a half right. He's missing the other half of the equation. There's the men who are achieving, who are successful, but there's also the guys on the other side of the tracks. They got good pipe game. They got the mouthpiece. They got this other level of swagoo that you, as a maybe goofy, upper-achieving guy, don't have. When women are younger, they like exciting dudes. They don't like boring, square guys, okay? Not to say that you shouldn't be a square. Squares are usually the ones who win long term. But just understand how this works. Because when you're young, you are likely to fall prey to, maybe I should be a pookie. Maybe I should go out here and running game on girls. Maybe I should go out here and, you know, be gangbanging and doing all these goofy things that are going to make you lose in the long run. I found that in your 20s, what you want to do is you want to use those years to put yourself in the best position possible and avoid making the bad choices that are going to set you back 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. And one of the biggest ones is mistakes you make with women that might end you up in jail, on child support, run out of certain areas because you've just gotten a bad reputation. We got to be aware of all these things. And this all ties into the game of dating, marriage, relationships, and loving versus understanding. And this is a very rich topic that I'll probably discuss more and more, but once you understand you can either love or understand them, you gotta choose. Do I want to fall in love, or do I want to understand, and do I want to move and adapt differently? We don't live in the same world that our fathers and grandfathers lived in. We don't have the same rules, the expectations have moved, the goalposts have gotten even harder to kick a field goal through. The question is, are you going to try to keep kicking the field goal and hopefully make it? Or are you going to walk away and say, I'm going to play my own game. I'm going to do what I want to do. Because at the end of the day, the average dude is trying to do what the average dude of the past used to do and get away with and win at. But now it's not the case anymore. Now you can't afford to be average. You got to be better. The question comes down to, are you going to step up or are you going to step away? Your choice. My friends, if you have any comments, questions, concerns, criticisms, praises, anything you want, please add it. I'd love to hear your story if you want to share. If you like the video, you know what to do. The last thing I want to leave you with is, if in doubt, use your brain and not what's below your belt, because that thing will lead you into a lot of trouble. Transmute that energy into something beneficial that will help you build something that will stand the test of time and not just be around for a short but pleasurable period of time that could lead you to being in big trouble later. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.